What's up, Speaker fam? Welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. Today's episode is a must watch, must listen, because we're going to be discussing a topic that's going to help you grow your business in a very unique and powerful way. We're going to be talking about leveraging the power of press. And it's a topic that is a little bit misunderstood. It can make people feel intimidated, and it sounds like it's a lot of work to figure it out. We're going to unpack all of that, and we're going to talk strategy and give you some tips and ideas that are going to make that whole process feel a lot less daunting and more achievable.
Press already gets you credible. For example, if you are in your, I'll say Washington Post, because that's a local paper here in the DC area. That Washington Post is putting their stamp of approval on you and saying, hey, Rachel, you are credible just for being in the story and giving your ideas. You are an expert. So for me, if I'm faced with, as a consumer, three different organizers and one of them has that local stamp of approval from the Washington Post, I don't know. For me as a consumer already, I'm thinking I'm going to go with the person who the Washington Post says is the expert and not the other two.
My guest is somebody who has over 15 years of extensive experience in gaining press for her organizing business. And we've got a really special opportunity that we want to share with everybody. So you're going to want to stick around until the very end of the episode to take advantage of this really cool opportunity that we have for you. So I encourage you to stick around and let's get into it. Hey fam, again, welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, as always, if you are not subscribed to this channel, pull out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the Speaker fam. I would be honored to have you on board. If you're watching on YouTube and you get a ton of value out of today's episode, which I am sure that you will, tap that thumbs up button and the little notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're brand new and feeling a little overwhelmed or lost, be sure to join my free Facebook group. It's got tons of new members coming in every single day, just like you, who are finding their home in building their professional organizing business. It's a place to get all of your questions answered and have a great, engaged community. The information to join that group will be down in the description of the video and the podcast show notes, so be sure to go down there and check it out. So as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the power of press. It could be television, magazines, writing articles for newsletters. It could be brand deals. All kinds of different things can come out of simple press outreach. But there is strategy involved. We're going to talk a lot about that today and start to get you engaged in thinking about how you can start to leverage the power of press for your own business. And in just a few minutes, for those of you who are brand new to the organizing industry and you're ready to jump in with both feet and you feel like this is your time to start your business and potentially grow it to six figures and beyond in an industry where you get to help and directly affect those in your community in the most positive way, then I want to help you out. You've come to the right place. I am your go-to gal for sure for all things pro organizing business, and I can help you strategize and level up your endeavor. So I want to talk to you about the ways in which I can help you with that. But first, let's go ahead and get into this awesome interview about press coverage with Rachel. All right, fam, please join me in welcoming Rachel Rosenthal. She is the owner and founder of Rachel & Company, which is a professional home organizing company based in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you so much. I am excited to be here.
Yes, and we're excited to have you. This is a topic that a lot of people are interested in, definitely very intimidated by.
I'm hopefully going to break it down and make it a little bit less intimidating, because really, it's a necessity. It's a necessity for your business.
Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. And I'm glad that you use that word necessity, because we need to make sure that we know how important this is and crucial for the growth of your business. So let's dive right in. And obviously, I want to hear a little bit more about your background in this. You've got extensive experience in gaining press coverage. So what would you say is the single most crucial factor in successfully securing media attention for your business?
So I think it is number one that you have to be organized about it. And I know that sounds really cheesy, especially coming from a professional organizer, but that has made it that much more manageable and less intimidating in the end. And so if you are organized about it and not just like throwing spaghetti against a wall and hoping something sticks somewhere, that will actually propel you into having more press coverage in the end.
Makes sense. So basically what you're saying is we need to have a strategy.
Correct. A huge strategy and a time and place for implementation, because I think this is one of those things that actually deserves and you need to spend time on it. And if you aren't, it gets very easy to just say, oh, I'll just do something here, I'll just do something there. But not having a strategy and time for implementation is really what's going to get in your way.
Absolutely. I think that's pretty crucial with a lot of different factors of running your business. And coaching clients that I speak to pretty often are unfamiliar with the CEO day, and just they're thinking about how many days they're going to be working with clients, but not considering the time necessary on the back end for something like this.
It is such a huge thing that you have to take time to do. Otherwise, your business is not going to be able to grow to its full potential. Without those days at your desk, you, again, are just going to be working in your business, not on your business. And so you need that time to be able to sit down and actually implement and grow the business when you're not with clients physically.
Absolutely. Well said. So let's unpack that just a little bit more and talk about, obviously, this is something that could be underestimated by a lot of service-based entrepreneurs, not just professional organizers.
Yes.
But just anybody who is working in the service-based industry in their communities. And we want to get our faces out there. We want to be visible. Mm-hmm. So can you share a specific example about press coverage and how it directly contributed to tangible growth and visibility for your business?
Yes. So many years ago when I started, I decided to be part of these, one of these daily newsletters that you gave a discount. And so at first, it was first starting out and I was like, you know what? I want something that will hopefully change my business and get me press at the same time. So I did it. It gave a discount on my services. And then I was in this daily newsletter that went out to hundreds of thousands of people. And yes, of course, it changed my business and that I was servicing them, but it allowed me to practice and hone in on my skills on maybe that weren't, these people weren't my typical client in the end, but it allowed me to continue to hone in on my process there. And that introduced me to one of the best and best clients and now a great friend of mine. And we have worked on several projects and I've worked in her office and her business and on events. And that has turned my life around. And that was from this one press hit right in the beginning of my business. So it wasn't a brand name. They don't even have this newsletter anymore. So it wasn't the big thing that people think of when they think of press, but this little newsletter actually changed my business right in the beginning. And it's never looked back. So
yeah,
it's just about the name, I would tell people, about the press hit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an incredible thing. And it's something that I like to share with people. You always want to run your business with a sense of anticipation rather than kind of going through the motions. It's not like the goal is very far away. It just comes down to one interaction, one phone call, one moment that will change everything, right?
You never know what's going to hit, what's going to bring you to the next project. It might not have anything to do with professional organizing, but I think a lot of people that I talk to think, oh, I need to be in Real Simple. I want to be in Oprah Magazine, whatever the thing is. And that's a great goal. But to start, I say, absolutely take it local when you're thinking about press, because again, you never know where that local press is going to take you. And it not necessarily is going to be into national press. It might be into something that is totally unrelated, a speech somewhere, or you've met someone and they have a different project that's in a different state. You just have no idea. And you have to be open to those possibilities and putting yourself in the room to begin with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And getting over the fear of being visible is so crucial in this aspect.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I will say, and I say it all the time, I'm a very shy person. People will like, don't believe it, but I am. And I had no press experience when I started. I had actually gone to law school. I was an attorney. This was not really what I was supposed to be doing. But I just decided, for me, press was about sending my message to other people that I couldn't necessarily reach in my everyday life or with my everyday clients here in the Washington, D.C. area. So when press would come to me or I would go out and reach, pitch for press, it's because I wanted my message to be able to help other people who aren't necessarily in my area. And from then on, that's my main motivation, which is very different than a lot of people who literally want to see their, you know, name and lights and things like that, which is just very different from my approach. Mm-hmm. There's no one way is right, one way is wrong. But for me, the motivation has been, how can I help the most people that I can in something that is comes very easily and naturally for me to speak about?
Absolutely. I think that that's an important distinction to make, that your why, your reason for doing this, it's not so self-focused. And I think that that really resonates with people when they feel like you're genuinely trying to help them with something. And being a shy, more introverted person, and you're worried about being in the spotlight, it can really help to have an external motivating factor, like a really important message that you're trying to share with the community to better somebody else's life. It makes 100%. It easier to share.
100%. And everyone's whys are different. You know, I have friends that have books that they want to promote, and press is the way to promote it. That's a totally different route than something that I'm doing, and a different motivation. Some people, you know, in the beginning, like I gave you that example of the newsletter, that was so I could get my business name out there. And so for me, that wasn't about being in lights. That was to gather as much client practice as I could. And so everyone has to figure out their why and their motivation for doing it. Not just that it's a, oh, I have to check that off the list, or that's something like social media and that I guess should, you know, be on my marketing plan. It's really, you have to think about your why and what you are doing before you even start, because then again, it's going to be completely disorganized and you're not going to understand what the path is that you should be leading, you know, and going down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, speaker fam, this is really valuable stuff we're talking about today, and I want to help you leverage it and other strategies for your business. So I'm going to talk to you about a couple special opportunities that I have available for you to take advantage of all this today.
I want to offer you a golden opportunity, one that I wish I had when I first started my organizing business. I want to invite you to book a one-on-one Zoom consult or a coaching series with me to get all of your burning questions answered. No gatekeeping here. My goal is to empower you to kick fear to the curb and start your organizing venture with confidence. Discover how to find clients, set prices, structure services, sell without that annoying feeling, improve your website, handle products, create seamless processes, tackle tough client situations, and so much more. You're going to need to act fast because my calendar fills up. So visit the link in the description or the podcast show notes to book your call today. I can't wait to speak organized with you. And if you need those important forms for onboarding your clients, including the essential client agreement, I've got you covered. Save weeks of design with my Pro Organizer Forms Pack. You can choose from Starter or Premium, and they're customizable templates in a free Canva account. Just edit the text to fit your needs and add your branding touches. Use the code YTPRO8 for an exclusive discount at checkout. Get ready to ask and receive those 5-star reviews that will boost your ranking on Google. And if social media seems daunting and makes you want to pull your hair out, then I invite you to join my class. Master a year's worth of content in 1 hour and post consistently with just 2 days of work monthly for real, and learn what really attracts clients. Use my code ISOSOCIAL5 for $5 off. And don't wait. Find all of these goodies down in the description or the podcast show notes. I am here to guide you. Ready to take the leap? So I want to move on to kind of the next thing here, because we did talk about obviously the importance of having a strategy to leverage press for your business. And so I want to maybe just, we don't have time to go into all of it because I'm sure we could sit here for days and talk about strategy for this. So let's just talk about one key strategy or tactic that we can use to implement and effectively gain press. And I also want to point out the fact that you don't have a PR firm. Like, you do all of this yourself, correct?
I have never had a PR firm. And I've been in hundreds of publications now. And I, again, will never pay for a PR firm because I believe you can do it yourself with no background, with no training. There are people that pay for PR firms, you know, monthly. But for me, first starting out, that wasn't an option. And even now, 15 years later, I'm not going to pay a PR company for something that I know I can do. And so one of the things that I think it's important for people to do is think about, what are those top 10 places you really want to be in after you've decided your why? So your why and your how, why you want press is to get more local clients, for example. Think of those 10 places media-wise where your clients, your ideal clients are looking. You're not going to want to be in the local, you know, glossy magazine with high-end homes if you work on senior move management. That's just not going to be the place. You're going to want to be in the place that those seniors are reading, listening to. Maybe there's more radio for that. So thinking about those places and thinking outside of the box, does your, I'm going to use the seniors again, do local doctors have a newsletter, an e-newsletter that they send to patients that you could be a part of and write for free? You know, all press is not equal. And I want people to think about, you know, podcasts, magazines, local, you know, things that they have at the Whole Foods that are for free that you could write an article for if that's your ideal client. So thinking about your why and then getting that top 10 list is what's going to start and propel you. That's something that you can do, you know, today to start.
Wow. That's huge. That's a really great piece of information. It's very gracious of you to share that with everybody today. And I'm excited. I hinted at this in the intro of the podcast today. We do have a really special opportunity for everybody. So if you're listening and watching, I want to make sure that you guys stick around for that. But to continue on with that, so I know there's going to be people listening and watching that are still very hesitant.
Yes.
They're brand new. They know that maybe this is going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of time. They're, you know, you're mentioning doing some things for free and it's like, you know, what is the value in all of this? So I want you to just maybe explain a primary benefit that somebody can expect from just, you know, pulling the trigger and making this happen and investing that extra time. To maybe attract new clients, customers, and just overall business exposure. What would you say is the primary benefit?
A great point. And I want people to think about how much time, which is free time, that they spend creating an Instagram post that kind of goes into the, who knows, the Instagram stratosphere.
Right.
Working with the press already gets you credible. It gives you credibility. For example, if you are in your, I don't know, I'll say Washington Post, because that's a local paper here in the DC area. That Washington Post is putting their stamp of approval on you and saying, hey, Rachel, you are credible just for being in the story and giving your ideas. You're not necessarily writing the post. You are giving a few snippets of your time and energy. And Washington Post is putting the stamp on you and saying, you are credible. You are an expert. So for me, if I'm faced with, as a consumer, three different organizers, and one of them has that local stamp of approval from the Washington Post, I don't know. For me as a consumer already, I'm thinking I'm going to go with the person who the Washington Post says is the expert and not the other two. Mm-hmm. That press gives you credibility and can help and will help your bottom line in the end. It is crucial. I'm like so passionate about it because I know people spend hours and hours on Instagram where the algorithm changes, but press is always there. Press is always going to give you that credibility and provide end results to your bottom line. I think it has to be number one part of your strategy.
Yeah, I agree. And I get a lot of coaching clients that ask me endless questions about leveraging social media. Mm-hmm. And I have a course that teaches you about it, but it's like $25 because it's not the end all be all to exposure and visibility. I think this really is the route to take because it will then flesh out your social media presence and it does build that social proof in any way that you can't do otherwise.
It's all related and they already have this established audience. And so them saying to you, yes, this is the organizer who's giving us tips. Well, those other two didn't get in that article. And so you are, and you can, and you should then, and we talk about this in my course, which we'll talk about a little bit, but then how do you leverage that press into other things? And that's clients, and that's things that are not even related, like projects, speaking, all of that. That has all been leveraged from my press exposure the last several years. And now I'm actually getting paid to do press with companies.
That's amazing. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about that because when it comes to press opportunities, you're going to be building relationships with Correct. These publications and media outlets. And that's very important for being able to secure that coverage. So yes. What? Just give us like one little piece of actionable advice for establishing a meaningful connection with a media outlet.
So media outlets are great and they all go to different places. And so I am a big believer and you do the best you can for each person, even if it's a story that is maybe smaller or your name is mentioned in one little small line, you give them your all. So my number one tip is you write even more than it's expected for you and you give them everything. Okay. And it's not so you're not thinking about, oh, well, maybe they'll go use it and do two different stories and won't credit me. You are giving them all of your knowledge on that subject and you're doing a great job, more than just one or two sentences. You are really doing the best. I mean, I pretend I'm in school and I'm like, I want them to come back to me, because if you can help them look good as the author, you then help the publication look good because people are coming to read the story, listen to the podcast, whatever it is. Then they're going to come back to you and go, hey, that was so amazing. The last time that you talked about organizing kitchens, I got so much knowledge. Can you then tell me about garages? Can you then tell me about bedroom? You know, so you want to give them a lasting impression of you are a wealth of knowledge and going to help them look the best that they can and help the magazine, whatever it is, because you want them coming back to you.
Absolutely.
You don't want them to say like, oh, they had spelling mistakes and gave me one line and, you know, I had to do the rest of the story myself. I'm giving them as much as I can.
Yeah. And you know what that does is it positions you as an expert in your field, which is what we want, right?
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. So, and that, I mean, this is really valuable information, you guys, that Rachel is sharing with us right now, because Rachel, you're somebody who has been, I think, as you mentioned, in over 100 media outlets and publications with like Real Simple and Better Home and Gardens, New York Times, like you name it, you've worked with these people. So I want to just kind of drive this point home about how important it is to position yourself as an expert. So what is another key insight that you have about that and positioning yourself with these media outlets?
Yeah, be smart. A lot of people, again, because they don't necessarily have a strategy, they just go and write these publications and they say, oh, I want to be in a magazine and I'm writing you during the winter and I'm talking to you about winter, how to organize, you know, your winter sleds. I'm making that up. Mm-hmm. But if you're smart about it, Real Simple and magazines, they publish several months in advance. So they're already working on summer content when you're coming to them in the winter. So you have to be smart about it, because then if you're going to be emailing those tips about winter, they're not even going to look at you. They're going to say, not even look at the email. They're going to be like, well, they're not smart. They don't read our magazine. Or you email them a potential topic and they've already written on it and they wrote about it a month ago. Then they know you're not paying attention to the actual magazine and or online publication, because you're repeating the same topic that they just talked about a month ago. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be strategic and smart about those 10 areas and research them. See the kind of topics they're looking at. If they're writing, you know, 3 tips to organize your pantry, then write a topic that says, you know, 5 tips to organize whatever. Don't maybe write something that has nothing to do with how they write their subject lines, mm-hmm. How they write their topic lines in the publication. So you have to just be really smart and strategic. And yes, it takes time. I get it. It totally takes time. Mm-hmm. So does all this other social media stuff. So do all these other things that you're doing. But if you're strategic, it will pay off. That is why for 15 years I've been doing it, it pays off. And it really makes a difference in your overall strategy and business and bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about time cost. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's just a matter of how you use it. So there are people listening and watching today that are getting this. I know they are. They're smart and savvy business owners, business hopefuls in some cases. And so they see the power of this. So we know that you juggle a lot of responsibilities, especially as a small business owner. When you're first starting, you are the owner, you are the marketer, you are the accountant, you're everything, right? So it's overwhelming, but we do need to try to pencil this into our schedule. So how would you suggest that somebody start the process of incorporating press and outreach and media marketing into their overall business strategy without being overwhelmed?
So I would schedule it. And it's just like you're scheduling any other doctor's appointment. And I don't know if people schedule, you know, their time that they're going to work on things for Instagram or social media or client outreach. But I would schedule it just like I would anything else, because otherwise it's going to go by the wayside. And really, if you have an admin Monday or an admin Friday, whatever it is, give yourself some time to do the research and think about your why. That why, you cannot start without it. Because you will then again be throwing the spaghetti against the wall and hoping something sticks. You have to be clear about your why and then schedule time to actually start to implement it.
Cool. Yeah. Very simple, very straightforward. Love it. So I'm just curious because I know that you have been featured in many different places. I'm sure you've got some great stories. I don't want to dive into too many of it so that I respect your time, but if you just want to share one example, something funny or powerful, you know, whatever emotional direction you want to take this, I know everybody will love to hear just an example of an unexpected opportunity or a challenge, something memorable that has come with your experience in press.
Okay. So I have identical twin girls. They are now 16. And several years ago, I think when they were 10, I pitched the Rachel Ray Show. And I just said, you know, I'm organized. Here are my, and because my girls were going with me on TV shows for many years. And so pitched Rachel Ray. And they're like, amazing. We want you. And I was like, so excited. We're going to New York, all three of us. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we just want the girls. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm the organizing expert. How can you just take my children? And so they ended up, my girls were featured on Rachel Ray. We taped some segments at her home. And then at the end of those segments, Rachel Ray said, and next time I want you guys to be in the studio. So they then were featured again and went into the studio. I tried to push myself again into the story. No. We want the most organized kids in America. And they were on the show locally with Rachel Ray. So it was hysterical. And I couldn't even sit in the audience. I was behind the thing. But they got on Rachel Ray twice.
That is hilarious. Are they actually the most organized twins in America, or is it all you?
they are not neat all the time. They are complete teenagers, but they are organized, you know, I'm sure more than other kids, but it's not perfect. I mean, they both have different personalities and, you know, again, people come over to our house and they're like, oh, it's so organized compared to other people. But as I say, they live with an organized mom. So we have it as more of a way of life.
Yeah,
and there are places for things, which I'm sure is the same in your house. Mm-hmm. So are they the most organized kids in America? I don't really know. I would say probably not. I would say now they're in their teenage years. So.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, again, you just never know what
you
will
never
happen.
Know. You never know.
The whole family gets involved. That's amazing. So let's talk about the future. You know, there's a lot of really interesting technological developments that have happened over the last few years, specifically AI. I'm not saying that your topic has anything to do with that, but maybe it does. I don't know. So I'm just curious about trends and things that you might see coming about in the world of press coverage and the media landscape. So what should service-based entrepreneurs do to adapt their press strategies to stay relevant and competitive in their industry?
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of newspapers go away. And so I think a lot of online content is here to stay, and that's more of a trend. And so if you are looking, not that I'm saying these huge papers are going to go away, but they might. And so I would try to, you know, tailor your strategy, not necessarily to the local print, but the paper I'm sure has an online feature as well. Because if you think about how many people in your neighborhood actually get the paper still. So I'm seeing the trend as more papers close and shut down, and magazines too. So the online content has really been, you know, the main thing for the past several years that I see trending, continuing to trend, I would say.
Absolutely. Yeah, I noticed actually a couple of months ago on my phone, I was searching for something on Google in the Google search app, and they actually have a Google Stories feature now, very similar to like Instagram or TikTok stories. It's the same thing, same format, like that 9x16 format with the one you can swipe through and it will show like little snippets, but it's from publications, like from different, like I saw one from BHG and I saw one from Real Simple and Apartment Therapy. I was like, what is this?
I mean, and the thing about that is, and I didn't mention this with press, all of the press is linking back to your website. Mm-hmm. You get free SEO, which all of us want to stand out in the middle of a crowd.
Right.
And so that is a huge, huge benefit. I'm not paying for that. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that for free with every single article that mentions my name and links back, whether it's to my Instagram or to my website. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge motivator for me. I'm not paying for ads or anything like that. I'm getting these great, you know, fresh SEO links from all of these things. So that's a huge thing, and especially a differentiator for you besides just the press, but that's another benefit that comes from the press, which is huge, especially for a small business.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's very good to point out. And it's all about, it's not, your bottom line isn't just the amount of money that you're getting from your clients. It has a much larger impact on your whole business when you can include things like this that you can leverage.
Of course. And I mean, if you're selling something online or you are just one newsletter subscribers, if someone's going to Google BHG, you know, organization, your name might come up because you've been in a story about organization. Or if they Better Homes and Garden kitchen organizer, you might have done a story. So your name is going to come, they're going to click on your email or your website, and then they're going to see that you have a, you know, newsletter, or they're going to see you're selling something. So it all relates, but that comes from that initial press. So I'm a huge proponent of making this. I mean, I think it should be the number one strategy, but you know, for your marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rachel, you're obviously very knowledgeable about this. You're obviously very passionate, and you've got a special opportunity for those folks who you have ignited the fire. They're like, heck yeah, let's go. What's next? I know there's people out there that are hungry for more, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many different things, different ways you can strategize, and people are going to need help with this for sure. And who better to help them with this than a professional organizer who has 15 years worth of experience that you're willing to share. So just maybe just let's sign off with another, just one more actionable piece of advice, an offer that you may have for those folks who want to leverage this press opportunity. How can you help us?
So I created a course called The Power of Press after all these years, because people have been asking me about how do I do this. And so it is chock full of templates and strategies on how to actually write those pitches, and where you look, and seasonal things and charts. I made it so impactful, because that is what I would want. It's not fluff at all. It is really, because I am so passionate about it. And so it's created. I want everyone who is a small business owner, like you had said, anyone who's a service provider, a professional organizer, an interior designer, a coach of some sort, a dietitian, all of us need press and that credibility, and something that is going to, you know, take us apart from the other people that we are, that are in our space, and for us to be able to show the world what we have and our knowledge. And so I'm offering everyone who is listening $100 off. They just use the code ORGANIZE in capital letters, and The Power of Press will be in your hands. It's a guided, you can do it as much, take as much time as you want. But we just, I had a woman actually literally today on my DMs, thank me, because she has now been in Time, Real Simple, Forbes, and she had a talk with Target, which was not press related, but came from the press. So she is over the moon. I'm over the moon, and I am so excited for her. And I want everyone to experience, you know, what she's experiencing.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And so generous of you. And I'm sure that's only one of several success stories that come out of your press playbook course. So I'll make sure that all that information is linked down in the description of the YouTube video on the podcast show notes, so everybody can take advantage and get in touch with you. Rachel, thank you so, so much for coming on the show today. It's been such a pleasure and a very valuable learning opportunity for everybody today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
All right, fam, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, it has been an honor to have your time that you decided to come and spend a little bit of your day with me. It's just so incredible. I'm so grateful to you. And I also want to give another shout out to Rachel. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing so generously some really important information with us today. I want to make sure that you guys have the opportunity to get in touch with her. So be sure to go down to the description of the video or the podcast show notes to check out the press playbook. Remember, you get $100 off using that code ORGANIZE, and it's going to be down in the description so that you don't miss any details. Be sure, if you have any trouble, to comment down below. Also, don't forget to get on our calendar for a coaching and strategy session. My slots are almost completely full for next month, and I want to make sure that if you are ready and you've got tons of questions, that you can get
get on the schedule and get everything figured out. I would love nothing more than to help you out on that journey. If you have not already joined my free Facebook group, that link is going to be down in the description in the podcast show notes, and you can jump in and get in the conversation there. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you get a ton of value out of all my free content, then you have an opportunity to donate a little something to say thanks. It covers our expenses for editing and filming and all that good stuff. Videos like this, while they're only 30 minutes long, take hours and hours to edit and optimize to make it the best quality content we possibly can. And we would be so honored with a little donation to say thank you. That link is going to be down in the description as well. If you're an Apple Podcast user, you can also leave us a rave 5-star review to show some love. It's a great free way to engage and help us reach more amazing folks just like you. Beyond that, I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.